You've seen, hear them call them the Simlins, gourd.
Oh, yeah.
And this one was about the size of an egg, a little bigger maybe.
Is that
a... darn snake would swallow it down and he'd kill him. Was a neighbor up there, right north of me. They got to getting her eggs, and she got to getting them glass eggs and chalk eggs and putting them out there, and she lost every one of them. Well, I had a field down there, a branch run through it. Well, when I'd be cleaning up around over the place and messing around, I'd find them. Mm-hmm. And I found six of them, chalk and glass eggs. Mm-hmm. And I ought to have some of them right now. I don't know what I have, but I don't know what I ever give away or anything, but I had them. I've had so much stuff that I don't know what went with.
What did people call a bucket they might have around that they throw scraps in over the hog?
That was a pot bucket. That was a very common thing. Since we moved down here, we ain't got her, and we don't. Of course, we got a bucket we put in and take it out and pour it out. But we used to, we had a, oh, say we'd have a 5-gallon slop bucket. Of course, we used it then. Had hogs, we used it.
What did you call the big thing that you just put any kind of trash in that you want to get rid of?
That's a trash barrel. We've got them too here. Never did have them before. When we moved here, we had to have them.
What about this thing that you'd use to fry eggs in or fry ham in?
That's a skillet. Well, that, we've got two of them old iron skillets. No telling how old one of them is. Ain't no telling how old one of them is.
Have you ever heard people call those anything else?
Frying pan. Frying pans are thin things. It's just like them on it, thin.
Used to, did people have something like that that they might cook things in the fire in the fireplace with?
Sure. Yeah, they used them old skillets. Well, you hear a skillet and lid, ain't you? Or you ever see one of them?
What?
Skillet and lid.
Yeah.
Did you ever see one of them?
Did it have legs?
Lid.
Oh.
Lid.
Oh, that's not.
The lid was like an oven.
Oh.
What have they done that now? They used that, they put the air fireplace had one of them. Skillet and lid. You could cook bread in it. You could cook anything you wanted to in it. Sweet potatoes. That lid had a thing to get a hold of and lift it off. But whenever you cooked in it, you put your stuff in there, and then you got red hot coals, fire coals, and it held them on top of that. It kind of cupped up to hold them, you see. And they put them on top of that to cook that. Boy, you talk about something cooking now. It'll cook it. In 1932, the boys was all seven, eight, and nine, I believe. I don't know which, just how old it was. They'd both big enough to pick a little cotton. 7, 8, 9 years old. And me and wife got in the wagon and them boys, and we drove plumb into Missouri. The 12th day of October. It was 10 days on the road. We went, I don't know how far it is, but we was 10 days on the road one way. And we run into cotton